Welcome to CrossFit Mooloolaba's Community Fitness Mindset, where we discuss how to get the most out of your training and improving your way of life. Welcome to episode 6 of Community Fitness Mindset. We're going to talk today about why do you even do CrossFit? What is your purpose? First thing we need to understand though, to answer this may take us months or years. And even when we do answer it, then over time, our purpose might change. So first of all, we just need to figure out what excites you. Figure out how to game that to your advantage. So for example, you may want to look good. Get a really good handle on what that means to you. This approach can spiral out of control really, really fast. So understand that while being proud of having some lines in your muscles and a six-pack is one thing, and deriving your self-worth from your appearance is a complete other. Your value as a person has nothing to do with your appearance. Your value to our community has nothing to do with how many likes you get on Instagram. Once you get it right in your head, then we want to get to a real measurable baseline. So something like some skin folds or a body fat test are a great way of figuring that out, taking some before photos. And then once we've got that figured out, then we can get to some extras to target those gains that we're chasing. So we can tie that back into our nutrition. There's the old saying that abs are made in the kitchen. We can start to target some extras that might be more around a bit of weightlifting and accessory movements to target certain body parts. Another aspect that we might go to is competing. So competing might excite us, the idea of going into a CrossFit competition and having that competitive mindset. Now, first thing we really need to understand about competing is that competitors hone their craft over years. They're not interested in sort of hollow victories and bad form PBs. No, instead they spend day after day honing their technique, making sure that they get their lifts right, because they know when it gets up to that higher level, that more elite level, is that all those little technical things that they've put in over the years and refined, that's when they're going to really pay off. Otherwise, we end up sort of running into a ceiling before we can get to that higher level. So that's our first step in being a competitor, is just really dialing in that technique. Then we also want to, along the journey, really sort of focus on our character. So it's really focusing on things like our conscientiousness, our virtuosity, that is to do the common, uncommonly well. So doing all those little things correctly, even if it's just a little stretch or a simple Spider-Man during a warm-up, all those little 1%ers all add up. And they all build towards that character of a champion. So the big thing that high-level competitors know that they're training now to compete for the future. They don't compete every day in the gym because then they can compete themselves out of shape. Another reason why you might come to the gym is it's just long-term wanting to become an awesome 80-year-old. If you come to our gym, this has already been factored into our method. This is what most people come to the gym to be. It's just fit for life. So whether this is your goal now or it's not, I really care about what your quality of life will be like when you're 80. But if this is your goal, all you need to do is turn up 3 to 5 days per week, come in with a growth mindset, that is, come in with the mindset that every day is a chance to improve on something, just refine your technique a little bit, or try and move with a little bit more intensity and move with that virtuosity as much as you can, and scale and modify movements and weights where necessary to reach that virtuosity. This will all take care of itself. The last point why we might come to the gym is for mental health reasons. Now, this is a bit of a tricky one to talk about because I don't want to overstep my bounds and go into the realms of what a counselor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist needs to talk about. But the big thing is coming in and being part of the community can be a really helpful thing. We can also let that competitive side of CrossFit spiral out of control, and it can sort of make us a little bit worse and introduce even more anxiety than what we're already feeling. So the big thing there is if we are coming in for a mental health reason, we got to really identify that that's our purpose. So as we come in, let's really just focus on the rest of the community, making those connections, how everyone else is doing, and then seek to understand what others are doing there and how you might be able to help them and give them a little insight into things you might have gone through and just sort of building more connections and building those friendships and those relationships. When it comes to moving in the workouts, you might want to dial the intensity down a little bit, take the pressure of the clock off and things like that. maybe like take the pressure from the clock away completely and just focus on moving, maybe modify the workout so it's the same movements, but you're no longer trying to do it as fast as you can or anything like that. So for example, we might be doing a workout that's 3 rounds as fast as you can. We might change that and go, okay, no pressure. We're just going to move at a moderate pace for 7 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. The sort of length of the time that the workout's going to go for. So you're moving for the same amount of time that roughly everyone else is moving. You're just not trying to beat a clock or anything like that. So understanding why you CrossFit and your purpose behind turning up every day and tying that into how you behave and how you approach it is probably the most important thing you can do to getting your CrossFit journey right. It'll not only motivate you to work on the areas that you need to work on for your skills, but it'll also keep you from working on things that are either superfluous or might even be harmful to your journey. All right, guys, that was understanding why do we even do CrossFit and our purpose behind our training and turning up every day. Next week, we're going to talk about stopping competing when you're in the gym and start training.